This is Day to Day from Los Angeles. I'm Alex Chadwick. In news headlines, on Capitol Hill in Washington, at the United Nations in New York, and in Baghdad, the question is not only how do we wage the peace, but how do we pay for it? Full reports on the ongoing debate later today on All Things Considered. My Fellow Americans is a day-to-day series about people we meet along the way, which is why we're bringing you Tomas Delgado. He's a man whose life is full of music, but in a way he didn't expect. Meaning to play guitars for a living, he instead builds them, as his father did, and his grandfather before that.
My foundation is my family and the history that we have here. Had I gone out on my own as like a guitar player, you know, I'd be starting from scratch. Here, I'm just maintaining what they started.
The Candelas Guitar Shop is in L.A.'s Boyle Heights neighborhood, though Tomas will tell you that this family business, his grandfather, Porfirio, his great-uncle, Candelas, began in a village in Mexico 75 years ago.
In the pueblo where they were from, he'd build someone like yourself, build you a guitar, and then you would see it and say, "Boy, Porfirio, you know, you made a guitar for so-and-so. I want one too, but I want it better than his." My grandpa would say that the people will tell you if you're building good guitars. Not only that, they're going to see a good one you made, and they're going to want you to build a better one for them. And then the next guy's going to want a better one and a better one. So that's what pushes you. That's what makes you a better guitar maker. Come on back here.
Tomas is 34. The other men working here, there are only 7 or 8 of them, look older. In the small, ordered rooms of the shop, they sand, shape, finish, building instruments by hand in fine-planed, solid wood, no laminates. The Candelas Guitar Shop is on Cesar Chavez Boulevard, the street outdoors. The air smells of grilled meat and fried dough. Inside the old storefront, it's sawdust, glue, shellac, and raw wood.
So this is all Spanish cedar. I have Honduran mahogany, sugar pine, Sitka spruce, and once we get it like this, it sits out here for 8 years, and then it goes into there.
The finest material for guitars, says Tomas, is Brazilian rosewood. He's got unfinished boards of it, carefully sorted and stacked.
This is all stuff that you find on the internet just for sides and backs. They sell them for like $3,000 just for these pieces of wood right here.
But Candelas rosewood predates the internet and today's prices. His grandfather bought it decades ago, and the shop is still using that same stock.
When you see it in the rough, it's hard to understand what it'll do, but when you see it already finished, this strip is green. It has so much of a... It's just beautiful. It's breathtaking. This wood is amazing.
That's for the finest instruments, with the Candelas signature inlay. They also make ukuleles, small guitars, classical guitars, the big guitarrones, a guitar with a rounded back called a fihuela, a guitar carved from a single piece of wood, the jarana.
When it's handmade, as long as you know how to work the wood, you can build pretty much anything. If you know how to do the scales and all that stuff, so they know how to do all that. And all those instruments that they built then, we build them all now.
His grandfather was handy. In Mexico those years ago, he built his first guitar because he could, and because he could sell one for 5 pesos, and that was good money. Now, Candelas guitars are sought out by mariachi bands and well-known groups like Los Lobos and Oso Motley, and Anglo musicians, too. Jackson Brown has one. A basic Candelas with a lifetime guarantee, $900. Fancy models, up to $10,000. Average price these days, $2,000. Those are very good prices for hand-built guitars. Candelas stays busy.
If I can keep finding people to help me build guitars the way I want to build them, then I'll keep producing as much as I can. If it gets to a point where I got to slow down, I just slow down and build as many as I can, and that's it.
Which is not what he expected. Tomas Delgado has always loved guitars. The only question was, what would he do with them? How would they fit in his hands? What would happen?
I wanted to play guitar. When I came here, that's what I was going to do, is play guitar. And my dad's like, "No, you're not here to you're not here to be, you know, background music for the shop. He's like, you got to build. And I'm like, well, I don't want to build guitars, you know, it's too much work. And so we got into it. I was going to quit pretty much. And my grandpa was here at the time and still, and he said, I'll talk to your dad, don't worry about it. Give it a shot, build guitars, and if you don't like it, then we'll work something out. He's like, but, you know, remember, there's a lot of guitar players out there, but there's not a lot of guitar makers. So you'll make a name for yourself building guitars. And he was right. I mean, the more effort I put into building instruments, the better I make them, the more I please my customers, my name is getting further. Our name, Candelas, is already there, but people know me now for what I do.
Have you got a wife and kids?
Yeah.
How many kids?
Two kids. I have a little boy, his name's Candelas, and a little girl, Sophia.
Can you imagine that your son will be a guitar builder?
My little boy's only 4 years old, so he comes down here and he loves it, and he has his little instrument, and he hangs out, and we'll see what God wants to do with him. You know, if his calling is to build guitars or do something else, we'll see.
Would you rather play guitar or build a guitar?
I'd rather build guitars.
Tomas Delgado of the Candelas Guitar Shop in Boyle Heights, Los Angeles. That My Fellow Americans piece was by Rob Sachs.